in his trial, this time refusing to show up. I'll have all the details and sound bites coming up then, but first, Atlanta. Linda, you're next. Great to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Raj, and Christmas dittos to you.
Thank you.
When you played Carrie's comments at the beginning of the show, I just got so upset.
Was that the first time you'd heard them?
And then I called you.
Was that the first time you'd heard them?
Well, now I had heard them, and so at like I guess well I listen to your show almost every day, so I had heard them earlier, but it's just residual anger here has built up to the point. I'm in a women's group, and we've been spending the last couple of weeks putting together items for soldiers' boxes to send. Instead of doing a gift swap with each other this year, we said, you know, we're at war. We have young soldiers overseas. Let's do something for them. So
Wait just a second. Is the bottom line here, you're assembling Christmas gift packages for soldiers?
Correct.
And you're upset that Carrie would make this comment about soldiers terrorizing women and children at Christmas time?
Yes. I mean, here it is. It's Christmas, for goodness sakes. And
well, now, wait a minute. John Kerry is a member of a political party that's trying to get Christmas, you know, out of the public consciousness. Why should this surprise you? Snurdly's in there laughing. You think I'm making this up? I'm not. There's a movement against public displays of Christmas. Christmas tree's got to go. Nativity scene's got to go. You live in a place that banned a nativity scene this year.
Oh, well.
Snurdly lives. So it ain't Republicans doing this.
I know.
It's a bunch of liberals, and most of them are Democrats. They're the ones trying to stamp Christmas out. A bunch of secularists and atheists and so forth. What bugs them about it? What offends them about Christmas? I'll give you one word. G-O-D.
Yeah.
So here we have... I mean, I think Carrie doing this at Christmas time, he didn't even stop to think of it.
I know. It should be a time of reflection and being... thankful. And
well, it is. John Kerry reflects on himself every moment of the day. He never stops thinking about himself. That's what this is all about. He's not thinking about the troops. He's not thinking about Christmas. He's not thinking about the effect on his troops. He wants everybody to think of how brilliant and forward-thinking he is. And you don't dare question this man, as I did. Otherwise, you're called a donut-eating draft dodger. Which,
well,
as I said earlier, I eat Boston cream puffs. I spit most of them out.
You know, somewhat on the side of, you know, our troops, a little tiny, you know, if you're a senator.
Well, he supports the troops. He said so. He supports, that's what this is about, a little bit troop safety. He doesn't want troops to ever have to go to war because that puts them in danger. We must have, to John Kerry, the troops are one of two things. They're either a bunch of murdering, marauding terrorists, or they're nothing more than those little grade school playground patrol boys, you know, who walk out in the street. Well, I was one when I was a kid. School's out. You go out there. I was a patrol boy, so you got out of school early. Go put the uniform on, stand in the corner, and go out there with a little pole and a flag on it, stop traffic while little six-year-olds and seven-year-olds walked across the street. That's what he thinks of the military. They're there for their safety. We're not supposed to endanger them. But when we put them in danger, of course, then they turn into these marauding... atrocity creating people that we can't, it's just horrible, folks.